front or on the screen. Becky, most of the words that we've heard said today have been quite acceptable, haven't they? I knew that was coming, though. So we've heard lots of things said, lots of things shared. Have you enjoyed it? The audience on Friday evening was much more convincing. Have you enjoyed it? I'm still in panto mode, you see. I haven't quite got out of that yet, yeah. But no, it's been good, hasn't it? And thank you to Craig and to Claire and to Jacob and to all the J-Team leaders that have, over the last few weeks, been working really hard to put all of this together. Thanks to all of the kids who've learned that. I was so impressed with how many people stood up here without a bit of paper in their hand, unlike me, look. So many of you learn your lines so well. So well done for that. And I know one particular angel is this the first time you've actually done this with everybody else? Because you've been poorly, haven't you? Yeah. You've done it once. So some of them have had a lot more practice than others. So well done to everybody, all the musicians and everything. I want to pick up on a couple of other lines that were said during what we've shared this morning. I particularly liked the reference to the, well, you're going to have a baby, so the stable will be ideal. That was funny. So, but that's as an aside. In the song that our choir sang, there was a line in there that said, will you come and walk in his light? Now, that's a question for all of us, isn't it? Will you? Will you come and walk in his light? That's what we want as church for everyone to be really thinking about for themselves this Christmas time, isn't it? Not just all the cute stuff. That's great. That's lovely. And not just all the celebrations and the presents and the family gatherings and all of that. That's all great too. Let's enjoy that. Let's make the most of it. But if we miss out on encouraging people to think about that question for themselves, will you come and walk in his light, then we've missed something so important, haven't we? This for us as Christians is what this Christmas story is all about, us discovering Jesus for ourselves, walking in his light, coming to him just as we are with our messed up lives, our, you know, imperfect lives. None of us are perfect. If you think you're perfect, then see me afterwards. We'll have a little chat. Okay, but we come to Jesus, walk in his light, and we are made like new in his name, aren't we? That's the message we want to live by as Christians. That's the message we want to share with other people. We have plenty